Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. The Louisiana House of Representatives could have a nearly total turnover in members in just 4 years following the next election. That was one topic of conversation as University of Louisiana at Monroe President Nick Bruno sat down to talk with retiring Louisiana District 20 Representative Noble Ellington of Winnsboro. As part of our occasional series, Conversations with the President on the ULM Forum, the two talked about Ellington's 24-year career in the Louisiana legislature and what the future holds.
Good afternoon, Representative Ellington. Thank you for joining us this afternoon and taking time out of your busy day to come and chat with us for a while.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's certainly a privilege to be here.
You know, it's been an interesting career you've had, 24 years, and senator, and latest as a representative. Why don't you give our audience a little reflection of your 24 years in service and, you know, what you feel best about over that 24 years and things that you would have liked to have changed?
Might take longer than the time that we have, Nick, but I'll be glad to try to do that. First off is in my farewell speech, if you will, I told my colleagues that it's been a great ride, and it really has. I just can't say enough about the relationships that I have formed over these past 24 years, the friends that I've made. And if I had to just come down and say what has actually meant the most to me, I think that that's what it would be. The relationships that I made in Baton Rouge with my colleagues, with the lobbyists, but also the relationships back home, having the opportunity to serve people, to be in office in a district that probably required a little bit more help than some of the others. For instance, I had, this is when I was in the Senate, but I had Senator Hollis came to my office and spent a day with me. He said, Noble, you've had more people in your office today than I've had in mine in 24 years. So it was a district that really needed help, and I hope I had the opportunity to certainly be of benefit to a lot of my constituents that that needed help. One of the things that I can't help but think about was the boll weevil eradication program, cotton being, at least at the time, a huge crop in Louisiana and one that I was, you know, personally associated with. All of the other states around us had been participating in that program and trying to get it done, and trying to make that happen in Louisiana was really a challenge, but something that we got done. And we've seen over the past several years production in cotton going from 600, 700 pounds in that range up to 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 pounds. And a lot of that was due to the fact that we were able to eradicate the boll weevil. So that's certainly something that that I feel good about. And then had the opportunity under Governor Mike Foster, we did some, I think, serious tort reform, try to move Louisiana in the direction that where we would have less lawsuits, something that could be more business friendly, if you will, a state, so that it would help create jobs. And when you get right down to it, in my mind anyway, that's pretty much what it's all about. We need to keep things running as smoothly as we can as far as government's concerned, but we need to be working on issues that help create jobs, that give our families in Louisiana the opportunity to enjoy America and what the American dream is all about. And that's kind of hard to do if you don't have a job.
Right, right. I've commented on several occasions, every opportunity I've had, that over my 35-plus years in higher education, that I've observed the legislature and particularly the various regions and their legislators and how they interact. One of the things that I've observed for a long time as it related to Northeast Louisiana is the apparent cohesion among the senators and legislators, representatives in this area. Did you find that those relationships over the years have remained I'm sure you always didn't always agree, but you appear to always be very united in your efforts to improve Northeast Louisiana and for your constituents. Is that an accurate observation?
That is absolutely an accurate observation, Mr. President. And that comes back to a little bit of what I was saying about the urbanization and rural. And we realized in Northeast Louisiana, where we have one of the smallest populated areas, and therefore we have fewer senators, fewer representatives, that if we don't stick together and work together, then we're probably going to come out on the short end of the stick more often than not. So along with that, and then just along with the fact that we just had good relationships with each other. We, you know, I count every single one of the ones that I've served with as friends, and we look at each other that way and then try to help each other.
Have you observed, particularly, I guess I should ask this as a blanket question, and your observations on the impact of term limits?
Well, I can't say that it's bad, because one of the things that has happened with term limits is we have gotten some new blood, if you will, into both the House and the Senate, but more so the House than the Senate. The Senate didn't really change a whole lot when term limits kicked in 4 years ago. There would normally be several senators move over from the House to the Senate. So that kind of pretty much stayed the same. But what we've seen in the House is 52 new House members came in. This is out of 105. So roughly 50% new House members came in 4 years ago. Since that time, eight others have moved on to something else, to the Senate, to a judgeship, or to something. So there's been eight more added to that 52. Now, I was included in that 52, so I really wasn't a freshman, but they called me one. So that was, you know, that was fine with me. I wanted to be part of that class. So now we have 60 in the House new with 4 years or less experience. And we're going to see in this election cycle 30 more who are either term limited or chosen not to run, like I have. When this election cycle's over, we will be looking at a minimum of 90 who have 4 years or less out of 105. I don't know exactly how that's going to affect. I don't think we really suffered an awful lot these past 4 years, because we got some very sharp young minds to come in and take over, but still had some experience in the House. I don't know that we're going to see that at the end of when we begin this new term. With 90 out of 105, it's going to be interesting.
You talked about that, of course, your background and, you know, a lot of your commitment has been to the agricultural industry. And, of course, Northeast Louisiana is big agriculture. It's large. And my observations is that it's really from the investments and that you were involved with to recruit companies like ConAgra and Foster Farms and people like that, that took a great deal of questioning from other legislators and so forth. But we're seeing those agribusinesses now paying dividends. We're seeing that growth. We're seeing jobs. Would you like to comment on that? I know you were through it when it was being recruited and economic development and the discussions in Baton Rouge, why are we putting money in these areas? You know, you've been in agriculture. You see the potential of it.
In my mind, a whole lot of it has to be about jobs. And that's what we've brought with both of these that have come in. And I think that this shows that that's really the kind of jobs that we need to be recruiting in Northeast Louisiana, something that furthers our agricultural program up here. We took a lot of heat from some of the legislators from other areas when we did the things that we did for ConAgra and that we did for Foster Farm, but something that was certainly needed. And I don't know, they look at agriculture programs and things are a little bit different, but nobody seems to object when we spend millions of dollars on the River Center in Baton Rouge, or when we spend $53 million on the Convention Center in New Orleans. That all seems like people think, well, that, you know, that's part of the program. But when we get ready to do something up here, they look at it a little bit different. But thank goodness for the help of my colleagues, certainly more so than me, Walsworth, Francis Thompson, the work that they did certainly goes a long way in bringing those kind of industries here.
As we wind down, certainly the question is, what's next for Noble Ellington? 24 years in the legislature, in the Senate, in the House, and you know, being a public servant for all those years. How do you step back from that now and go in another direction?
You know, Nick, I wish I could answer that, because I'd like to know myself exactly what's next. But I have two businesses. One's a cotton business. The other's the grain business. And my son runs both of those. I think he thinks he could use a little help. So I very well could just do that, and it would require full time. But, you know, I'm open. If something sticks his head up that's involved in government, that I might be able to use the experience and still be able to be involved, I may do that. The only thing I'm going to say is it's going to have to be something I want to do.
Well, that sounds like a great position to be in. We've been talking, I've been talking this morning, or this afternoon rather, to Representative Noble Ellington, 24 illustrious years representing Northeast Louisiana. He's been a true friend to ULM over those years, and certainly to his constituents in Northeast Louisiana. We thank him for what he's done for us. We wish him the best and hope that he will not be a stranger around ULM, or, of course, I know we'll see him in Northeast Louisiana. So please enjoy whatever it is that you pursue, and thank you for all you've done for us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that very much, and I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you, and feel like that ULM is under your leadership is certainly going to be on the grow and on the go.
Thank you.
That was University of Louisiana at Monroe President Nick Bruno talking with Louisiana District 20 Representative Noble Ellington. After 24 years in the Louisiana legislature, Ellington is retiring this summer. The month of August marks the beginning of a new academic year. Several years ago, the University of Louisiana at Monroe began a series of events for the first week of classes to make students feel welcome. Last week, KEDM News Director Bob Lennox talked with Nathan Hall, Assistant Dean for Student Affairs, about preparations for the upcoming Week of Welcome.
Nathan, Week of Welcome is upon us. Mention the convocation and a special guest speaker.
Yes, he's actually an alumni of ULM, who's going off to be a doctor as Dr. Giannoble. He's spoken at a couple of other events in the past for our university, but it's just a success story that our students can see. Oh, that's something I can go after. I can go be a doctor. I can go be a lawyer. And then after he speaks, we'll have a inspirational talk from Coach Barry. And then have our spirit groups, our band come out and pump everybody up for the school year.
One of the things about the Week of Welcome with these activities, community members can come by. You know, they may be able to participate in some cases, but obviously they can observe and see what's going on with student life at the University of Louisiana Monroe. One of the things that people can really become involved in, however, Nathan, is the license plate program that'll be taking place.
Yes, yes. I believe it's on Thursday from 11 to 1. We'll be having ULM License Plate Day, and the DMV will be out on campus inside our quad area where the fountain is, or outside the library. And they'll be signing students up and people from the community to get the ULM license plate. One thing that started this, we had an old teacher that was on campus, or a teacher that had retired, and he had his NLU license plate on. Dr. Bruno was like, you have to change that. And he ended up, you know, letting Dr. Bruno put a new ULM license plate on. And this is just a way that advertises wherever the people in Monroe go. Our people in Monroe have to take pride in their university in this town. We love this town. I believe that the community members also have to do that, and this is one way that they can do that, is putting a license plate on, so when they go off to Colorado, they can also say, oh, I'm proud of my town.
The Week of Welcome, which happens at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Nathan, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.